Hello, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and a Girl. I am your host, Rod, and I'm all by myself because Karen can't record it this time. You may hear the studio audience in the background. That has nothing to do with Karen. We brought in a laugh track. Also,
the next lyrics are "Don't want to be all."
There you go. And we have, speaking of the game show, two surprise guests. We're going to play a little game at home, everybody. You guess who the guests are this week on Last Week in Keith and a Girl. I'll give you some clues. The first one is Keith. His first name is Keith, and he's one of the hosts of Keith and a Girl. And the other one is The Girl, and she's one of the hosts of Keith and a Girl. Have you finished guessing at home, everybody? Are you still struggling? That's bad. That's really bad if you are. It's Keith and Hemda. What's hey. Up?
Hey, you know, I thought it sounded like me, but I just, you know, I was holding my breath. So thanks.
There's a lot of the girls in the world, you know, but that's who run the world, actually. So
thank you.
Who knows?
You know? Yes.
I was just, I just heard Joe Biden was giving out black awards at some group, and he was saying LL Cool J's name. LLJ Cool J. My boy, my gentleman is like, motherfucker. Can you just skydive and let Kamala take over?
Oh, man, I love him. He's adorable. I get it now, white people. Like, sometimes y'all talk about y'all grandfathers, and I'll be like, what the fuck, man? How you love that dude? But I get it now. It's like adorable. He can't hurt anybody. He like went to, and also like sometimes he fucks up on your side. Cause like he gave a speech at Howard, which is a HBCU. Right. And he was just straight up like, and white supremacy is some bullshit. It is real. And I don't like it. I was like, president's not supposed to say that. That's, we don't, even Obama was like, don't say it out loud. What the fuck you doing?
So, Obama waited until he got on Mark Maron's podcast.
Right. He's like, now that I'm out of office, listen, white people are crazy. Y'all were right. Y'all had it. I don't know why they so mad at me. But
Biden didn't think a black school can afford a recorder.
Yeah, he's like, they just letting y'all in? Like, yeah. Okay, cool. He's, like I said, sometimes he fucks up on our side, and I like that. But, yeah, we're here. I'm a year older. Celebrated my birthday this weekend. It was fun times. I just went to a restaurant, and me and Karen ate outside, and that's all I wanted. And it was weird, because people were like, 45, is that a milestone? I was like, is it? It's not really like a... People don't really do a big like 45th celebration. It's like 50th maybe.
They don't do a 45th one because they're tired. And then once you reach 50, you're like, I don't have to do half of this shit. Cause you kinda, you know. But I've been thinking a lot about people in their 40s because that was midlife crisis. And I still think it is. We are seeing, I think, men and women, because we all get to, and non-binary, we all get to go through 40-something struggles. And I think in our 20s, we had all this energy to keep re-upping and reinventing and reinvesting and starting again. And yeah, I'll wake up early. Yeah, I'll stay up late. And now in our 40s, we're like, I'm ready. Give it back.
Now that I know what to do with all this time. The decisions I should have been making. It was cool, man. And it was actually like a really cool experience because like there's this restaurant that I really like, but it's like 40 minute drive. So I never go there. But I've really been craving their fried oysters for.
Hold on. I'm sorry. So 20-30 minute drive is a lot
to me. Yeah. I live in the middle, kind of like the heart of our city. So everything is like 10 to 15 minute drive from me. And it's like another city. Like, I don't know. The imaginary line of going to Davidson, North Carolina is like I don't want to drive to Davidson. Huh. And it's like, I don't live there. So I'm not even really sure what the restaurant hours are. Like I had to look it up every time and shit. It's just a to do. And then of course you don't want to get delivered because by the time it gets to you, that's enough for your food to be fucking cold, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you gotta basically cook the shit again when it gets there.
You know what I learned that like you don't order sushi from like a delivery place, and you mm-hmm. certainly don't order sushi and hot food in the same mm-hmm. order, because mm-hmm. it will heat up your sushi, because they really don't give a fuck. Yep. So unless you're picking up sushi from the supermarket or otherwise, you don't get sushi.
Tried to tell Karen that when she came to New York.
I know. I'm so sorry.
And it was that thing. I don't tell Karen what to do. We're both adults. If she wants to make a decision that I just disagree with, hey, that's her decision. And I'm watching her throw $45 in the trash, basically, because I was like, yeah, I wouldn't order the sushi. I've tried to order sushi here. It's not, the delivery isn't good. Like, you can go get some sushi. You can walk downstairs and buy some sushi, but you probably shouldn't order it. And she's like, no, I'm going to get it. And she got the biggest sampler, because Karen, don't let the honey baby shit fool you. She always orders the most expensive shit wherever we go. And she ordered this big ass thing of sushi, ate like three pieces, and was like, you were right. I don't think I can eat this. I was just looking at a platter. It was so bad. I started eating nasty sushi. Like, well, we got to get fucking $45 out of it. I don't know how you extract $45 worth of work from this.
When you host this show solo, is it like therapy, but she has to be in the room in the corner?
Yeah, kind of, you know? It's like I can finally say it, okay? Now I'm on to your stuff, Karen, all right? We go out for my birthday, and she's ordering drinks, and she ordered something where the bartender makes up a drink each time,
and then
give it to you. Like, you tell them what you would like in a drink. Like, I want maybe something sweet, and then they mix it up and they bring it. I didn't look at the price, because I know it's the most expensive drink. They have to make it every time. It's not the same. When you order it, it's just like, yeah, don't get fooled, y'all. This all shuck shit. It's all a trap.
She's a regular market pricer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely a market pricer. She love market price, okay? What's the market? It don't matter. It don't matter to Karen. She's like, fuck it, I'm not paying. You got it. It's the best. But hey, you know what? If not for Karen, wouldn't have got to try sea urchin. Because I wasn't going to order expensive shit. And it was nasty, but
that's the one that like it looks like a porcupine, right?
Yes.
And you gotta like carefully go inside of it and get mm-hmm. this sort of creamy looking slime.
Yes.
Right. Yes. That's like in the center of it is a fishy like component. Mm-hmm. So how was that?
Nasty.
Does it taste exactly what it looks
exactly
like?
Exactly how it looks.
No, it looks like a fish
and cost about what it should cost for someone to break inside of a porcupine and get the soft innards. It was the worst. It was
what
the
a
worst
nice birthday.
Yeah. Now that we didn't get that one from our birthday. That was a different trip out. It was just, you know, I was looking at the advertisers. I was like, oh, okay. They got like pot stickers and edamame, which Karen claims to love, but never orders. And then they have this other. Oh, wait a minute. Sea urchin. That's on the little menu, the one that doesn't come with the regular people menu. That's on the rich people menu. And of course, we ordered that trash. So.
In Karen's defense, I like edamame. I cannot order it in a restaurant. I don't know how to order beans for $10 as an appetizer. I can't. And I have to do the work getting them out of the thing, which is part of the fun, and I fully appreciate it. But I'll go to Trader Joe's after if I still need some green beans.
Well, Karen will never order it, never get it at Trader Joe's. Never. It's just a thing she says. I love edamame.
It's her broccoli rob.
It is. I'm like, you know, don't love me like you love edamame is all I ask. Just love me like a for real how people love things. All right.
Now I have the what I do. It's like we're eating so much at home because I'm so disappointed at food out. I'm so sick of paying you to ruin my food. And then I have to thank you on top of it and tip on top of that no matter where I am. Okay. So now we finish a meal and I go, that was $75 plus tax and tip. This is $100. We just saved $100.
Yep. Every time.
And then she adds, like, and the place probably got shot up. Okay.
Yep. We saved a mass shooting.
Yeah, nobody stole our bikes while we were in here. We're good.
Right. No one's filming TikTok videos, dancing in the background and shit.
But I do feel I'm going to add marketplace numbers.
Market price. Yeah.
Thank you.
Why don't you throw market price in there? Yes. That fucking, who knows what that is? Care don't know when she order.
I know. I'm looking at a picture of sea urchin, and God makes it pretty clear not to bother to try to eat it.
Right? I would think so, too. The other thing, too, about
it's if you put two porcupines together and take them.
Yeah.
Upside down each other. Parts. Yeah.
It is. Do you know how I know about this? From Chopped. So you know they're trying to throw people in Chopped.
Right.
They're not like, oh, look at this gorgeous piece of, they're like, do something with this, assholes. Right. So that's what you
That's what we got. And also, why is market price never like $10?
Right.
Like, they're never like, oh, you want the market price fish? Wow, that's a good choice, because today, $8.95 is that is even lower than the fish on the other menu. That's crazy.
Here's a Wall Street Journal and your menu. You figure out what you'll probably pay about.
Listen, if you really want to save money, I'll tell you how to save money.
Yes.
Use our sponsor, Shopliftify. Today's show is brought to you by Shopliftify. Everything is the 5-finger discount and free if you just take it. All right. You don't have to worry about market price. Just walk on by, put it up a sleeve, put it in the pocket, you know, wear some, get a bag, and you just walk right out the front door, and it is on you and for you. Of course, if you get caught, don't mention last week or keeping the girl.
Thank you.
I would not suggest you try this if you're any level of like brown, have some melanin in your skin. I would say avoid this tactic, but Shopliftify, it will give you 100% free items that normally are, you know, you have to pay for. And it could be as small as a candy bar, as big as a grill. You've heard the people on this show have used it multiple times. So I think it's, you know, this is one you can say is endorsed by keeping a girl, because they have used it.
Now, I just want to say that you might have heard Karen laughing in the background, but what it really was, if you slow it down, was like terms, conditions, and like the whole sidebar, like, hey, this could hurt you if you do it, you will get arrested, and we have nothing to do with anything. You know, that's just like small print. That's what you hear. And it sounds like laughter because she does it fun. But yeah.
All right. There you go. So that was our terms and conditions. They do apply. And of course, we can't go a week without talking about what's happening in the fast food places in this country. People are fighting tooth and nail. Customers are going to war, and today is no different. Minimum wage. A warrant has been issued for a third woman, an attack of Jersey Mike's employee. Now, what is interesting about these women,
Jersey Mike's, is that like a Subway?
It is like Subway, but market price is elevated.
Okay.
They shave the meat in front of you. Danny DeVito is doing the ads on your TV. Right. You know, stuff like this isn't supposed to happen in Jersey Mike's.
That's what I meant. Okay. Yeah.
But it's happening.
Oh, boy.
Memphis, Tennessee. Arrest warrants have been issued for 3 of 4 women who allegedly attacked a Jersey Mike's employee during an assault earlier this month. The previously named 19-year-old Briandria Pearson and a 17-year-old girl, who I guess they're not naming because she's under 18, they accused them of assault September 9th. But on Friday, police named Jacoria Jackson, 20, as an attacker as well. They've all been charged with assault. They have not released the identity of the fourth woman in the attack. They came into the restaurant in swimsuits. Okay. And they started attacking a Jersey Mike's employee. I feel like fighting in swimsuits is kind of like fighting naked. Like, it somehow weirdly gives you the advantage over me if you're beating me up and you have on a swimsuit. I don't want to hit you back.
It's almost like you're wearing glasses. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, come on, man. I hit you now. Your titties flopped out. That's my fault somehow. Now I'm getting charged with a different type of assault. Just leave me alone. So apparently they left the restaurant because they caused a disturbance. Then they came back later and started kicking and punching a restaurant employee, which is also kind of a disturbance. They used a chair to beat the worker.
Oh, my.
How do they have, like, people work so quick. They're kicking, punching, and using chairs. There's multiples of them. You have to do that so fast. Unless, mm-hmm. like, really, I'm picturing your co-employees helping, but maybe I need to stop picturing things.
I rarely say this, but I kind of want to hear their side of this one. Because what happened? Because if you do the logistics of it, you came in the restaurant. They accuse you of starting having a disturbance, right? You left as a group, thought about it, yeah. came back, beat this one person's ass. No one helped the person.
So specific.
What happened?
Yeah. You know?
Sometimes I know, like, you know, Subway, places like that, you ask for a little of the dressing, you get the opposite of no sauce. It's like, just like it's their yeah. last day and they're trying to fuck the business. Well, this is ruining my sandwich. And
right.
You get a hot dog somewhere. I'm like, one thin line of mustard, please. Back and yes. forth like a typewriter. It's like, motherfucker, what are you doing? So it's probably something as evil as this.
That is true. The heavy-handed employee is an underrated, like, type of violence, yes. you know, because like we all know the person that don't give enough is an asshole. That what are you, Mr. Hardee's? Put the fucking cheese on the burger.
Right.
But whenever there's like the heavy-handed person, they can ruin your food. Like the yeah. guac, when the guac is extra at Chipotle and you're like, yeah, I like some guac, but then they throw like a fucking cup on there and you're like, well, I can't eat that shit. What'd you do that for? But you can't complain, you gotta take it home, you don't wanna die.
It'd be tough the first you get your money's worth, they charge you for that. On the first day, how do I ask? Like, I mean, I would only do it when push comes to shove, but when could I throw hot oil on the customer's face? No, I'm saying they came behind. Okay, they come behind and they're beating one of us with a chair. Then this needs disgust. I would never do it, but it really right. needs disgust.
There's a lot of weapons in a fast food restaurant. Yeah. I don't think people understand, man. Like, there's knives back there. There's fucking hot oils. There's things you can put on a grill and yeah. burn someone with. Why are you ever fucking with these people? They're at the last fucking nerve.
You know what? Day. That's so true. And I never thought of that only because we've done so many of these and none of them seemed to come out with like, and then he threw that thing that you squished the burgers with on the grill and mushed him right. in the face with it. No, you heard of golf clubs, yeah. kicking, punching, guns, knives, mm-hmm. but you never hear like took the fries and threw them with the oil right out of yes. the fryer. Like that's interesting. They do have a lot of weapons back there.
One of my friends was talking, there was a viral video going around in the pandemic of a woman who acted a fool in a fucking restaurant and the employee threw the fucking like shake machine top part and hit her in the head and knocked her out. And my friend was like, wow, they didn't have to do her like that. And I was like, well, maybe they did though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not always on the customer side on this shit. I've worked behind the counter. Some of these motherfuckers, man, they really just know that you need your $5.75 job and they think that's enough to just like motherfuck you. And every once in a while, someone throws a blender. So so then the attack is at least the third assault at fast food restaurants around Memphis in the past month.
Wow. Anytime I find the milkshake machine is down, I assume there was a fight earlier that day.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't even fucking ask. Yeah. Like, I honestly, this is how I ask for a milkshake. Hey, man, can I have a milkshake if the machine is working and if that's cool with everybody? If not, I don't need the milkshake. It's not even a problem. I can go home now. I'm actually in the car already. Bye.
Here's how I ask for a milkshake. Can you spit in my face?
Yeah. Can you just maybe punch me in the nuts real quick? They're like, oh, you want a milkshake? Yes.
You know, their coffee drink has been proven to be so hot that they got sued. And the pictures that went around were terrifying.
Yes.
But nobody's throwing that coffee in people's face. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's too much. You know when it's too much.
Mm. Yeah.
You know who does most of the throwing is the customers. Those are the people who only throw shit. Oh, they threw a drink at somebody. They threw some fries on the fucking guy behind the counter. It's normally like, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm always on the employee side because obviously I also worked with these folks. I know that there is not always rational people there. But more than likely, I'm willing to hear the worker side before the customer side because, you know,
That's why McDonald's has to get their shit together. They just got in trouble for another hot coffee situation. Don't give them these weapons.
Right. Yeah. That's why the burgers and fries always cold. They trying to save you.
Right.
They're relying on customers to ask for it sweetened with milk.
Yeah.
Like, don't
you don't want cream in this? Oh, okay. You're going to want that cream about 5 minutes from now.
I bet you're not allowed to order it without cream because that's considered a weapon. You know how, like, sometimes you have to register your hands as weapons? They have to register their coffee as weapons unless it's served with cream.
In the McDonald's boardroom right now, there's someone trying to solve this problem. Like, what if we go iced coffee zone? Okay. This doesn't make any fucking sense. We're losing $1 billion on these lawsuits. Memphis police said a man was critically injured being shot at a Dixie Queen on in Monday, September 18th.
What's a Dixie Queen?
That sounds racist. I've never heard of that in my life. Dixie Queen? Y'all eat at a place called that? Oh my God, I thought Cracker Barrel was bad. Yes, I'm looking at a picture, Dixie Queen, and it looks like it Dixie looks kind of haunted.
It's like, oh, you guys have Dairy Queen? We have Dixie Queen.
Right. When you walk in, they don't say, welcome to Dixie Queen. They go, you must be lost, ain't you?
Welcome to Dixie Queen. You crossed the line.
Right. Well, you welcome to Dixie Queen. You ain't from around here, are you? What? but yeah, Dixie Queen looks terrible. But and
oh,
the
it looks
third
like kind of White Castle-y.
Yeah, and the open sign, the E is broken. I don't know, man. The windows don't have windows. You can't look in it.
The windows don't have windows.
Yeah, look, it's like boarded up where the windows are supposed to be.
It is.
Fuck that, man. Oh my God, I know that food is delicious, but oh my God, I would never go in there. Oh hell no.
Oh, it does look good.
any place you can get shot probably got good food. You know, if they still in business.
Right.
That fire is working.
Motherfuckers been ducking for cover for 12 years over there. Like, I just want number two. and the last place was a McDonald's on Fraser Boulevard. So shout out to Memphis. Y'all made it to Minimum Rage. Congratulations to everybody involved. And yes, they were black. They were black. If the names didn't give it away.
Oh, I couldn't tell.
Briandria didn't give it away. Okay. All right. So woke. You don't see race.
When you had to breathe before every name like you were Karen reading regular names.
Yeah.
we guessed the race.
All right. Here we go. All right.
Right.
Okay. Give me a minute. all right. Let's talk about these episodes, though. Episode 3718, Sideways. Which was named that because of the leg of Nick Chubb, the running back who just his leg was going the wrong way. Here's an update on that. I don't know if you've seen this, Keith. They're saying good news.
Oh,
he only tore two ligaments,
not three.
His kneecap wasn't completely dislocated. He may be able to play next season.
Let me tell you something about this guy. And then in college, he also had this problem where his leg went completely the other way. I have to assume it's the same leg. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done. It's not for you.
I am so upset by this. Somebody, a grown man, a football player, I assume they weigh a little more than me or a little taller, went direct. I saw this. It was as if he was flying towards his knee, moved it in the direction he was going, and it didn't dislocate like my knee did when an invisible person said, hey, lay down for a second.
Yep.
What is my leg doing? Have we asked ourselves that?
I don't know. And what's interesting about that is he's the best running back in the NFL, possibly. So it's not like he did this before, came back, became the best. It happened again. And they're like, oh, he might can play some more. No.
Maybe he's only going to be better. Peak. Well, now just give him a Terminator leg. I mean, if we're not fucking around.
Give him one ski like that dude. Fuck that, man.
If I was his original surgeon when he got the $75 million contract, I'd be like, you got to admit, like 1% of that is mine.
If his doctor's got to get a, everyone's getting a percentage. Fuck that.
That's what
oh
I'm
my
saying.
God. And yeah. to top it off, in the NFL, the position he plays is one of the most underpaid positions. So like they use him the most, they can get hurt the most. So the argument from the owners is like, why would we pay you a lot of money? You're the one that can get hurt the most. Which
I think underpaid when we're talking about the NFL needs like a little asterisk.
Yeah, well, you know, the owners are billionaires. These guys are millionaires. It's like they make the $5.75 and the other person owns McDonald's. You know, it's not, it's all relative is what I'm saying. He's a worker.
But you brought up, Kemda brought up the $75 million. That's, you know, that's a celebrity. That's the new quarterback for the Jets. Nick Chubb was getting $10
million. Yeah, $10 million. Okay. And he's the best. And he was getting $10 million. So, and the shit's not guaranteed. So you get hurt, you stop getting paid eventually. Like, it's like, oh, you couldn't play those games. Sorry, here's your insurance payout, but you ain't getting no more NFL money, which is probably why he'll come back to finish getting his $10 million if he ever sees it. But if I'm another running back, I quit. I'm like, that. Mm-hmm. No, look what happened to him. Are y'all out of your fucking mind? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, don't worry, he can play again. Why would he do that?
Can I get his $10 million if he doesn't come back, since I have to now?
Right. No. You're not as good as him. We got to give you less.
And by the way, this whole time I thought we were talking about the $75 million guy. I forgot that he hurt his Achilles heel. Yeah. This guy is different.
Yep, different guy.
Look, so, I know two football peoples.
Let's go. We see you. Josh Accardo didn't show up. Is he an asshole? Because I feel like that was mentioned on this show.
He's not an asshole, but he's just funny as fuck. And it's funny when it's my friends that do these stupid motherfucking things. It's always my friends that I got to go, do you have a microphone? Do you have, can you go, oh yeah, let me go get headphones now. Like, why is it my friends? And so Josh was trying to do it on his phone. What are you doing? Off like one headphone, his phone. And he said he was doing shit in the city already. So he ran into a WeWork type place. And he's also talking like real low key. And that always scares me again when it's my friends. Like there just wasn't any energy. I'm not saying you got to dance around the WeWork room, but.
Well, I walked in, right? I think I was getting water or something. When I came back, Josh Accardo, which usually he comes in with like, hey, I brought all my energy and, you know, we're going to have a great time. And I'm like, what is this? He's got no background. Like he's anywhere. Like he ducked into someone's jail cell or something. It was very, very strange. And the camera's wobbling around. So he's holding his phone and the sound is not good, but I don't want to just dismiss him. We're talking to him. I go, and I know, I said, you're going to need a computer. So him holding that. So I go, what happened to your computer? He's like, long story.
Like he couldn't get to it because of something he doesn't want to talk about, why he's having a bad day. So
yeah,
I start thinking, is it a divorce? Is it, does she have the computer and it's not worth asking for right now? I don't know.
Right.
I know now and it's I'm not, like, but still.
Okay.
And I didn't know he was at a WeWork. I don't think he was at a WeWork.
Where was he?
A y'all work.
I don't know what happened, but yeah, I thought it was some sort of like my wife caught me doing something on the computer and threw it out the window or some shit. And I go, all right, also something's up, right? And he goes, Anna, and I go, well, your face. So
and it looked like he was crying.
Yeah.
Like his eyes are glistening in that way. And then he's like, we said something like that. And he says, I'm not crying. You're crying, which is the joke when you get caught crying. But, you know, I don't want to let you guys down. You're not. We'll just do another day, blah, blah, blah. And obviously that's what we did. And then he said, oh, sorry. I did, you know, he still sends a text. And it's like, okay, but call me if something's up or whatever. And then later that day, he texted again. And his grandma, who raised him like a mom, was about to pass away. In fact, she just did yesterday. So that's what was going on. But it's funny, like, you can't ignore it. We're going to be, we could see it. Never mind, barely hear you.
You don't want to make the decision. So you go, like, are you having a time? And it's like, no, I'm going to work it out. And I'm like, some people are having a time and they want to do this so that they don't dwell in their time. They want to be here. I don't want to make that decision for you. Like, you're a child.
So I wanted to talk the day after my mom died. So, you know, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Same thing. When my grandma passed, we did a show after the funeral. I just needed to talk about it.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know if this is, you know, he finally got away from it for a second to joke around with his joking people. So I'm like, so maybe we do this another time. He's like, I don't want to let you down. I go, okay. Well, that's the key thing. I go, you're not letting us down. You're not anything us. Now do you want to? And it was tricky.
Yeah. We had to be the ones to say no.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I was going to say, once you put it in my court, it's easy to say no. Because I don't want you crying through the show. Like,
you know, you're not giving me anything now, so.
Yeah. But okay, so that's what happened. I would say not an asshole then, it sounds.
He did say like he might text you or something if he can't do later on in the week. So I guess he means how he is going to feel. Henda said, you know, before I got the news yesterday, she said, well, if this person's about to die, is this person, you know, aren't you gonna going have to have a certain way in a week? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want it to not be fresh.
Yeah,
we're giving him a week to deal with it. But
right. Any longer than that, he's not even going to cry at all.
He's going to be like, death happens. Death happens.
Keith did send me a picture of the knee, even though I didn't want to see it.
Of Kenda's knee.
First the running back's knee on Monday.
Well, that was first. Then, I didn't know. Was that after you said you didn't want to see it?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, good. You were like, here you go. And then he sent me his knee too.
I thought you didn't know how to ask.
No, I don't want to see it. I just want y'all to know, I believe you. I'm taking your word for it. When the announcers do it on TV, when they're like, Paul George just dislocated his leg, it's the most gruesome injury, we're not going to show it. I'm like, thank you. Cool. I believe you. It's probably fucked up. Like,
and you know what's funny? He sent you my knee after also. He sent me my knee also.
Yeah.
He goes, in case you need a refresher or want to remember.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not into this.
What?
Into
this. But honest, you know what? It was a refresher. Like, holy shit, you got a lot of pictures.
Yeah, you're kind of into it. You're like, can you save my tumor? Is it possible to bring it on? I want to like toss it around in the backyard. I'm not into it. It's like, more like Lauren Hobart. Am I right, guys?
Hello.
Come on.
Hello.
Oh, man. Writer strike's over, guys. I'm back. All right. I know him dude was like, I don't care if the lady behind her was pregnant or not. Like, that's not that big of a deal
to in vape.
The scheme of the video because she was vaping. But it's a big deal to me because they pretend to care about pregnancies and unborn lives.
Right.
As like when it came down to, we caught you, bitch, caught you in 4K. Like, fuck that unborn baby. Breathe some smoke, bitch. Like, you're just so evil and such a hypocrite and a phony. It's so sad that the people that vote for you don't care at all. That's so sad.
That's a good point. That is a very good point, and not a point that we started, a point that this person started.
Right.
That we're like, didn't you just say?
Yeah. Also, like, because I've watched this video, like, it's the fucking JFK assassination.
You whacked to
it's
it?
It's so funny to me. No, it's okay. Not. It's sexy.
Is that what
in,
you
like,
did
a,
for the JFK assassination, Keith?
That's what Keith did.
Don't worry what I did.
Up until
not with
the
that.
Left.
Not with that attitude. I don't. Well, what the fuck was that?
Wow. I'll save it for Josh. Is that why you cried the other day, Josh?
She just slut shamed Keith and his assassin porn.
So you're telling me? I guess I'm not telling you. I mean, whatever. No one's telling anything.
But I watched it because you can tell at some point the pregnant lady told her husband to go tell. Like, she ran into a better Karen, dog. She was like, oh, really, bitch? Okay, you're going home today. Oh, so good. Also, just I love the idea of, like, being the husband that has to go tell. Because, you know, he wasn't about that life. She was like, really? You just going to let her blow smoke in my face? Fuck.
He's like, I didn't even want to come here in the first place. We're grown adults.
I know that's the wrong answer is to say yes to that. So I'm gonna go and get her the fuck up out of here. Was I looking at that dude about to get a hand job, groping titties? Was I into that? Maybe. maybe more than Beetlejuice, but fuck it.
Right. She's like, oh, I'm finally being entertained. You want me? Can I, when I leave to get the guy, can I just keep going?
Right.
Like, hey, how about this? How about we let them grope each other? We leave. We go grope each other.
I love people watching already, but normally people don't even do anything that interesting. It's like this is the people watching lottery here. This is the $1 million jackpot. Right. You're like, oh my God, what the fuck? Do these people not know other people are here? Oh God.
You know what? You know what would be great if I would have the balls to like run a selfie cam, but like on video with them. Yes. Like, what you guys doing? Right. And like on cam with them. Like, is that her titty? Is that your hand?
IG live and just like pull it over there. Like you go on IG live behind them, but you have the phone in front of them. And you're like, oh, look, guys, it's Lauren Brover getting her titties, girl. What's up, girl?
Yes, yes. Oh, I don't know if they know they're in public. So here's my public phone. And apparently we're allowed vapes. We're allowed to film each other. Hey, it's titty grabbing time.
Right. Hey, I hear you guys. I hear that y'all hate gay people. You know, we're in a theater.
Right.
Huh? Who you think is putting the production on, you motherfuckers? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's weird that one party in our country isn't even attempting to be serious. Come on, it's not a serious person. You don't put that person in office. You put a person in there that believes the same things and just doesn't do stuff like this. That's been the rules. We don't even have rules anymore, guys. That's why it's okay for Biden to be 97, because... There's no fucking standard. It's like, well, I guess for him, he seems to know the rules. But yeah, she blamed Democrats, and I think we got to the bottom of it.
Oh, crazy. But it's a good show. I recommend it. And sorry, I didn't get to see the end. You don't know how the Beetlejuice ends. And it's like, but anyway, I learned I shouldn't have dated a Democrat. Is that anything? All right. Bye, guys. Don't smile. No words.
I loved Hemda's description of Elon Musk this episode. She said it kind of in passing, but y'all brought up Elon Musk and she said he has no laws. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is a, put that on a t-shirt or just put that under his wiki or something. Like, this is just a man that has no laws. He just be doing shit. And is it legal? I don't know. I don't think he believes in that. It's just changing Twitter to shit. Just it's whatever he wants to do that day. Man, must be nice, you know?
He's taking.
I think when you're a billionaire, that's what that means. It means, oh, I have no laws.
Mm-hmm. Do what I want to do.
He's taking, I understand, volunteers now for those neuro implants. And he already did some with animals and they died. That's all I know. Right. But, okay.
He had, like, don't that seem like that's against some type of law somewhere?
I think.
Right? Human brain experiments where people might die. It seemed like, yeah, you probably shouldn't be able to do that without a permit or something. He's like, I don't have
consent.
Any laws.
You guys asked me for consent. And that's all I know. My dick was in my pants. And not only did I ask for consent, I made them sign consent. Right. There were no weird cappuccinos. What can I do? Right. Everything? Thank you. I'm even having cars that don't drive with drivers. What are you telling me I can't do?
The cars are killing people.
Space.
What'd you just say?
You broke up a little bit.
Oh, I go to outer space.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Where's the permit for that? He the cars be killing people sometimes. Why isn't he in jail? Because there's no law.
He's allowed to kill people.
Right. Like, he has kill people money, guys. Okay? Occasionally you run a company, a couple people die. It's just what happens, all right?
You guys, I'm gonna take a knee on this.
Well, I don't think Nick Chubb has any more knees to give, so. Oh, did we? Oh.
No, she just means she's restarting.
Took a knee for real. Okay, all right. She's coming back. Russell Brand was on this episode too.
Yes.
Okay.
He goes, hey guys, there might be people coming out trying to attack me. And we're like, what are you talking about, weirdo? It's like, it'll probably be a coordinated attack. Weirdo, what are you talking about? Right. And the next day, hey, it was rape, actually. And that's how he thought he can get ahead of it? You just look like a bigger weirdo.
The liberal media, man. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Try and bring down the powerful truth tellers like Russell Brand, you know how we be going to him for our truth.
Right.
Okay.
accused of raping four people. One was 16 at the time. Another woman has just come forward since we talked about it last, saying she was sexually assaulted by Brand in London's Soho area in 2003.
It's also weird that the 16-year-old, because I listened to a podcast about it from like the UK Times or something, because, you know, they over there. And it was weird because they were like, 16 is legal consent in our country. So it's not the relationship as creepy as it was that is the crime. He also sexually assaulted her in the relationship. Like he's such a piece of shit, you know? He also is frequently featured on this podcast I listen to called Conspirituality, which is they talk about the like wellness and wholeness people and like cults and stuff like that. It's a really dope podcast, because right, they'll like go in and break shit down and bring up like evidence and quotes and like what people are talking about. And Russell Brand is one of the people that's heavily like one of their like, hey, this dude be getting into some shit and no one's paying attention to the shit he be getting into, because he's like a, hey, how you do, governor or whatever the fuck. And they're like, no, he's like hugely anti-vax, and he brings on these like quack doctors and like couches it in spirituality. Like, it's just my spiritual nature. And I'm just asking some questions, like, and his questions just happen to be kind of like fucking with some dangerous stuff. So when I heard this, I just thought of when Hemda talked about cults, and it's like, someone's always doing some fucking. It's always some weird fucking going on. Right. It's like, and there's his weird fucking. Maybe these guys are right. They said he's kind of like a cult leader, and I'm like, they're never far behind. So, Russell Brand.
That's so frustrating.
And I wonder if one of the, like, did he start becoming a conspiracy theorist because the rapes might come out? I don't know.
Because he would have known for years. He's ahead of it,
right?
And like, he's a lot of the mainstream media is trying to get you type of person. So perfect cover for his shit. Like, and they finally getting me, guys. It's five. They found these four women. Were you actually in relationships with them? Do you actually know them? Don't look into that. That's just the mainstream media.
I don't understand how any famous person could start off a sentence with mainstream media. You are the mainstream media. This isn't just we turn on a TV and we could see you. We hear you more often than we hear like a regular TV show on TV. You can send all of us a message directly to our phone, and you have enough followers that it's more than the nightly news a lot of times when you're famous. So don't tell me about mainstream media. You are on a mainstream media platform with a lot of followers. So you don't get to go they. You are they.
Right.
Congrats. And like, you are
they. When you're a movie person or TV person, you also go on mainstream media when you sell your shit. It's fine then, right?
Like, yeah. Yeah. When you're selling your product, mainstream media is selling your product, but they're selling a product always. That's why we call them mainstream media. They're selling you their commercials. Now you're giving them the content for the commercials.
Yep.
So don't say when so-and-so is on blah, blah, blah. You are so-and-so, and you also are blah, 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 whenever you want to be.
Right. Coming up tonight on Coding. Thanks, me. Karen. studio audience is really off the hook today, guys.
I'm sorry.
Give it up for those. No, we like it. We like it. Give it up for those people over there. This is also, Keith talked about going to watch live stand-up. I just saw Roy Wood Jr. last night. Amazing show. But this is also my live stand-up struggle. I see the joke, where it's going, before they get there. And I'm like, oh! And then the people next to me are like, huh.
Right. This guy's mentally challenged. And then when the joke comes, because, you know, that's what'll happen. Yeah, they don't feel stupid. They must feel stupid, right? That's why they don't bother looking at us again.
Like, right. Oh, now, have you ever had this happen, though, Keith?
You see where they put me on their shoulders and go, what a fucking genius that you got all the jokes and ahead of time.
Keith. And then the comedians on the stage like, what? And have you ever had this happen? You see like where the callback is coming or the joke is going and you're like, oh, this is going to be so good. And you laugh. And then they don't do it. And now you're kind of mad at the comedian. Like, how'd you miss Sure. That was the time to bring up that girl that you made the joke about right. earlier. That was the, oh, fuck, you dropped it. Now I look stupid.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I have. I'm like, this setup only means you're saying joke A from an hour ago, and it's not. You were just saying right. goodbye? That's weird.
Right.
You know, that nails it. Rod's opening for Keith this year.
Oh, I've never done stand-up in my life.
Whatever.
Episode 3. What was the poll?
The poll was... By the way, I don't know if you know, you heard Hemda, there's a new Russell Brand accuser. So we have 5 so far.
Yeah.
Did you want to see Nick Chubb's sideways leg video? 45% said yes, 55% said no.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. That's pretty 50-50. That's pretty good.
That is 50-50.
I mean, I think low-key that is why some people watch. It's like NASCAR. Sure. Some people watch for the racing. Some people watch for the wrecks. Let's be honest. Okay. We know it's leading Sports Center.
Well, I'll tell you this. The wrecks are the only thing that are unpredictable. Everything else, you know, they're coming back, right?
And they did it again. And again.
They're turning left. Yeah. Like when they turn right, you're like, what's this? You know?
Right. Oh, shit. He passed them.
Oh, he's in circles now. I'm watching. Right. Like spinning around.
Episode 3719, Bag of Tricks with, okay, y'all. Okay.
this is one Karen would get immediately.
Yeah, I know. She would. But nah, it's Django Gold.
Yes.
Who, so glad y'all asked him about his name, because when I saw the title before hearing the episode, I was like, oh, cool, black guest this week. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. We love to see it. And then I started listening. I was like, this guy didn't sound like a Django at all. The fuck?
There's so many ways white people can let you down. And this week we found a new one.
Yeah. He sounded cool as a guest. He had a lot of great opinions. But yeah, as soon as he started talking, I was like, yeah, someone asked him to explain this. Is this a stage name? Why does he think that's cool? All that stuff. Was he an asshole?
As soon as I saw he was white, I'm like, this cannot be a stage name. Right?
Absolutely not. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, the logic y'all put through his name was perfect, because it took me through every phase of how I received his name. I was like, Django Go, black dude. Oh, white dude. What the fuck? Why? Oh, your parents did that. Oh, it's after a movie. You never seen the movie. Oh, what the fuck? Like, y'all took me through all of it. It was beautiful. Was he an asshole?
He wasn't an asshole to us, but Stephen Colbert had a problem with him for some reason. So that's interesting. But it is weird. Like, you're fired, but you don't know why. We don't want to go in the humor direction so much anymore. Thank you for the Emmy nominations, by the way. It's weird.
We wanted to hire someone with the name Django and still have another white guy working.
We got confused when you showed up, and right. We're not making quota.
I'm going to be honest. We got tired of explaining your name. We love your work, but every time we put Django Gold in the fucking credits, it's a thing. All right? You got to change the name to Jeremy or something.
Or at least Adamin, Goldman, something for the kids.
Yeah, something.
He's an asshole in that he didn't fill out the poll, because he brought up that the ejaculate, he spells C-O-M-E, and the poll was, how do you spell the ejaculate? C-U-M, C-O-M-E. I used to spell it C-O-M-E. I'm like, we still have to have class, right? Then eventually I'm like, no, the world's doing U-M. Go U-M. And it really did change my life for the better.
I'm glad.
And then the third choice was, I'm a dork and never wrote it out ever. And so you would think he would come to his own forums and vote 0%. No one in the world rates C-O-M-E, including our guest who brought it the fuck up in the first place. And I'll tell you something else. I'm talking to my brother Ken. And he happens to write something, and in one post, twice he wrote the word cum, C-U-M. Little time went by, same day. I go, hey, this poll came out. How would you have voted? He goes, oh, I would have picked the third one. I'm a dork and I never wrote it out. You just wrote it twice, motherfucker! He's one of these people that likes to think who he isn't. He likes to think, like, I make his brain make sick jokes. He likes to think he's more proper than he is. And you wrote cum twice, and you would have picked that you never write it because you're too classy?
Wow. He thinks you're dead and he's writing a ghost.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm glad y'all got to the bottom of that, though, because I'm a CUM person. I thought that was the only way to
Me too.
To You know, I would be worried I'd be confusing somebody if I spelled it C-O-M-E.
Yeah, want to come over? What?
Right.
Just get inside your pants.
Every time.
You're sexting and you're like, I'm coming. It's like, okay, I'll get the door, but that is, I thought you were in New York. What the fuck? Keith was yes. like, if there's a movie named Django and I'm named Django, I'ma see the movie. That doesn't make any fucking sense. You ain't seen all the Django movies.
Right.
Well, Keith, have you ever seen the movie Keith? I looked it up on IMDb.
Stop it.
There's a movie named Keith, came out in 2008, directed by Todd Kessler. Stars Elizabeth Harnois, Jesse McCartney, Margot Harshman, people I've never heard of.
This is
of.
What Jennifer Grey you're talking about. Tabitha Brownstone?
Sure. Let's say yes to that. I don't know any of that stuff. But the plot is Natalie, head of her curriculum activities in high school and riding on a tennis scholarship for college, gets Keith as her chemistry lab partner. Ooh. As Natalie can be uptight, Keith proves to be the opposite, even while hiding a secret.
Oh. You can watch it on Amazon Prime for free.
Oh. I think you got to watch it, Keith. You did say.
This looks dumb. But yeah, I'd say it's
sure. Smart and popular high school senior Natalie thinks she has her life figured out. But everything changes when she meets a mysterious boy with nothing to lose.
A mysterious Keith.
White people in high school.
I'll tell you what. You meet a Keith, the first thing you think, mystery. Okay? Who knows what this guy's about? Bijou Phillips' divorce could be like when Camille Cosby divorced Bill Cosby. Where you're just protecting the assets because eventually a civil trial's coming and those people are going to get that money. Because I think the criminal case, Danny Masterson, her husband's going, you know, he's going to jail. And then it's like you lose the criminal case. It's like, put the money in your name. I think that could be what that is, you know.
Well, also,
I didn't think of that.
Also, it's been revealed that Masterson and Phillips have been living separately for 5 years. According to divorce papers that were just filed.
Right. See, that sounds like you knew he did it back then. You right. didn't believe him. You didn't trust him. And as soon as he lost the trial, it was all right, the money's in my name. Fuck, like, you're not giving away our kids' futures.
That's a good point that she could be just covering the money, not even for him, like it sounds right. like what Cosby's did. But yeah. It really felt like she's just scared of this really aggressive person. Like, you can't just get a divorce because you want one. It is right. so hard. You can just go and get married, but you can't get a divorce. You got to figure out some weird shit.
Also, you know, to her credit, it could be, well, shit, he can't do nothing. Now he's going to jail. I could finally be like,
yeah.
Whoo, let me tell you now that he can't do nothing. I want a divorce. I want all the money. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, like part of locking people up is so that they can't do damage to people. You need to like right. sit down while other people take care of themselves.
She should find something to sue him about now before some of the money goes away.
Join the other women in this lawsuit. I mean, to her credit, though, she didn't do the full Camille because Camille was out here in the press like, he didn't do nothing. I'm like, right. what the fuck? He did something.
Right.
he ends this episode promoting Django's stand-up special by saying, my mic acting weird. Do y'all hear that?
Yes. Yeah, a little buzzy.
Oh.
It's back, though, I think.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Keith ends this one by saying, wait, I hear it again. Wait, microphone check. 1, 2. What is it? 5. Yeah. All right. Give me a second. I'm gonna try to like fuck with some buttons.
Okay. In the meantime, I'll say that, I was saying how, I enjoyed the stand up so much. He really makes autism funny and, I was very pleased.
He said, Keith ended it with, if you don't go see this, I'm going to on a shooting spree type of thing. And
if it doesn't take off, if it's not a hit,
I just don't think any white man should ever be able to make that joke.
Sure.
I feel like
this is how much it would upset me to learn that the
we
world's
can never
so
tell
goofy.
I can never tell if y'all joking about that or not, because y'all make up like 97% of spree shooters. So like, you know, you gotta be careful. Shit, a spree shooting could just happen up the street from you that day, because they happen all the time everywhere. And I'd be like, fuck, Keith was serious. Well, I should have watched the special.
Yeah. And it's not, again, it's not if, yeah, yeah, if it doesn't take off and other people are supporting dumb shit, and you let's just hope the world's not as stupid as it might be. That's all. Do the right things in life. Quit acting like Lauren Boebert had a fucking point when she was interviewed after Beetlejuice. And then I won't see, then maybe life will be worth living. But.
Is this your manifesto?
This is me saying you behave. You guys are saying me behave? You all behave.
Keith has the first shooter's manifesto where you're like, he was making some points though. But, I wouldn't have killed everybody, but yeah, I mean, come on, Matt Rife is more popular than. No, I'm just kidding. What was the poll? What were the poll results?
How do you spell ejaculate? On our forums, 100% spell it C-U-M. Interesting.
Oh.
On Reddit, two
Wait,
people.
Wait, so no one picked that other category? The third one?
And on correct, no one did. And on Reddit, two people picked. I'm a dork and never wrote it out ever.
I don't believe those people. That's funny. I was like, no one picked the third one, and you're like, two people did. Fuck those people. They lie.
I mean, but how do you go your whole life? How are you an adult and you didn't write cum? Don't you got to write to like the government or something sometimes? I don't know. It's just weird.
Right. Are you calling it something else? Like, I say jizz.
Yeah. So like, you calling it what? Front poo-poo juice? Like, what could you be calling it?
Yeah.
Finish. None of your business.
Blooge. imagine you're sexing someone and you say splooge.
I want to suck down all your splooge. Yeah.
I'm almost done.
I just got some pre-splooge. God, you're hot.
Yeah. Come on. Everyone says calm, guys. We know it. All right. The next episode is probably my favorite of the week. It's episode 3720. My Pleasures with Rod Mara. Was he an asshole? No, he's great. Everyone loves him. I know the answer to this one. Spoiler alert. I'm into this guy. sounded like you guys had a lot of fun on this one. I actually have the text messages to prove it.
I did enjoy it, rehearing it back. Not that I didn't the first time. And yes, that is truth. You do have the receipts.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it.
Listen, unwanted knee breaking, don't send me. Unsolicited compliments, bring them on. Love them.
That's when I knew he was paying attention. I go, hey, this was great and this was great, just as an example. And he goes, thanks. I go, gotcha. Here's a knee. Sideways. I knew he was staring at his phone.
And then I sent him, you're welcome. And then I said, I spelled it C-U-M. I know grammar is his knee twisting picture. You know? So he sent me a knee picture. I sent him a bunch of fucked up words.
I threw up, yeah.
Oh, man. First of all, I feel like I should review you guys because I was here. I know how these topics went.
Were we assholes?
You guys are so fun and so funny. And honestly, if someone's a guest and they don't have a good time on the show, what the fuck is wrong with them? You know what I mean?
Oh, like, I see why compliments are nice. That's nice.
I was looking forward to it. You know, it was like a day of inviting, like, hey, you got time to do the show? I was like, I do have time. Let's go. And it was such a good time. The chat is so fun on YouTube. Him to like read a chat or two throughout the show, and then you get like the instant feedback of like, I love Rod, or you know, this thing y'all said was funny, and it's so good. It didn't even really matter what the topics were. I feel like I was just there to play the experimental like game show type of vibe. We were getting some of that going. And the bummer news was even funny. Who says you can't make jokes about stuff like that? We haven't got
not
one
Keith.
Person.
Not me.
Definitely not Keith. We haven't not got Keith. One death threat this week.
That's right.
Everyone thought it was funny, so I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. What was the poll?
The poll was, when someone says thank you, do you respond, you're welcome? 25% say yes, they do. Ugh. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Hide my Glock.
I'm so uncomfortable with that.
Right? I just, man.
I feel like, man. Because he's like, please let me know that you have some kind of discomfort saying that.
Oh, I thought you meant you made you sick wondering that 1/4 of the world says you're welcome. It's disgusting. Oh, okay. It's fucking disgusting.
Every white guy, I think, believes they're the Kirk Douglas from Falling Down, if you've ever seen that movie. I feel like every white man has an inner, like, I think it was Kirk Douglas, like an inner.
Mike Douglas, yeah.
Mike Douglas, there you go. He has an inner Mike Douglas in them that is just like, the fucking picture on the sandwich, that's not what's, what you gave me in the fucking box. Man, I'll shoot everybody in this motherfucker. So that's when you make that joke. I feel a little of that inside of me. Like, is his Kirk Douglas finally coming out? Or Mike Douglas finally coming out?
Right. And Kirk Douglas was in all the Westerns. So maybe Kirk Douglas is about to come out.
They like shooting shit. Them Douglases, watch out for them Douglas boys. All right. Chewin' A134 Vibes.
Yes.
Really enjoyed this episode. The first, but I like mess. I like dirt. You know, that's my best, is because Newsy knows all the dirt, and sometimes he stumbles onto where the baddies are buried, and those are like when I turn the volume up and sit up and stop washing dishes or whatever I'm doing. And this one was Danny Hatch put an X on America on the globe when he left, and this is even more egregious, finding out we've all been lied to. Keith has not been putting X's on the globe. Even when he was xenophobic rant, Xing out all these countries, that was all just theater. That was acting.
Theater
but Danny
of the
was
mind.
Not acting.
And Danny was not acting and really ruined my globe on his way out.
And he would know that the X's aren't on the globe.
Because he saw it.
Because he saw it. That's even more. I mean, you almost have to respect it. But man, what a fucking move. What a move.
Not only that, I love the balls on someone to X out a country on someone else's shit and then move to another part of that country.
Yeah.
Right. You moved to Boston, yeah.
To an arguably worse part of the country, by the way. It's fucking Boston, man. Oh, man. All over Trump, man. How do you
move north and to a more racist part of the country? Like, how?
Right. Oh, my God.
How do you move to one of the smartest places and also the one of the dumbest places we have?
Like, black people don't fuck with Boston, you know? I still don't fuck with the Boston Celtics. They play basketball there. Total team black. I'm like, I can't see it, guys. I can't see it.
Man, Americans threaten to leave, like, I don't want to compare because it's going to be a very shitty comparison, but, like, the threat to leave is so fucking funny because first you threaten the immigrants, you should go back to your country. Then you get upset with your own country and you're like, I'm leaving. And what do we say? We go, good luck.
Right.
Good luck being the me of somewhere else. I fucking dare you to go to a place, because where are you going? You always think you're going to Canada, America.
Right.
The U.S. Right. always thinks they're going to Canada. Like, Canada's just standing there all on the border, arms wide open. Hi, sweetie, you came home. That's it. You don't picture going to Peru, going to Mexico. You only picture some, I don't know, like all of this. Where even in Canada? Name a place in Canada that you even know how to navigate. It's fascinating. I'm leaving like a 5-year-old packing up your G.I. Joes. I'm going to go live down the block.
And as you're doing it, you're Xing out my toys.
Right.
And leaving surprise shows on our feed and without telling us. This is some goodbye. Right. This is some surprise goodbye. Because if I knew there were bad feelings, he wouldn't have access to put up a show because he could just delete shows.
Right. So, I also love your point about how it was supposedly about Trump, but then you're right. I listen to every episode of The Hatch. There's never an episode where he's going in on how bad Trump is.
Yeah.
So it is kind of like ironic to be like, why didn't you use your platform in a way I didn't use my platform to like, I don't know, fix this? I mean, he won by more than just the people that voted on that listened to the show.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. Maybe calm down a little bit. But yeah, I thought that was funny. And I love that Newsy was like, yeah, I remember that time too. I was listening to, I remember being like, no, don't make that joke. You know, like, I was so scared of him winning. at the time that I think I was so sensitive to anybody that wasn't on, like, you know, him just now, like, stay woke. Don't sleep. Right. You know, like every time we were like, I think he's going to lose this time. She's like, don't say that because he might fucking win. I was like that the first time around.
I was like that too. Yeah. If you could re-listen to the show, I don't know, because I don't remember that well, because it was 1,000 shows ago, literally. Right. But I remember being like, can you not? You know?
But if you're voting, if you're listening to me and following what I'm up to, then you followed what I was up to and you voted for Hillary.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it matters. I still think that people could have been mad at you. I still think I could have been mad at you. Right. I still think that, like, the stuff that you said, I was combating. I was, you know, arguing. Right. We sometimes we didn't even get along, but that's what it was.
People wish I played dumb and didn't say Trump is interesting. We should all just all play dumb.
But also, like, that's where a lot of the humor was.
Right.
For some, like, with people, it was because this guy's becoming like a pop culture phenomenon in a way where he may be able to stick around. And as it was developing, I think people's humor went, of course it goes to, the fuck is this guy doing? Oh man, is this like fun? Is this good? What's fun about this? Why are we all tuned in? Cause everybody was tuned in. Right. And I think especially at the time it became like the Hillary's boring or man, let's shake it up. What can a president do anyway? And then, you know, shout out to Trump for giving America the best civics lesson of my lifetime. Right, right. Because now everybody knows what a fucking president can do. And they're like, oh, shit. No, you can do a lot, actually.
He can bring back Nazis. Holy cow.
Right. You don't need Congress to do shit, apparently. What the fuck? Like, yeah, it's scary. But I love that segment because I love mess. And this is why we come to Chewin' A, you know, because heartbreak feels good in a place like that. Also, y'all kind of tangentially brought up why are porn scenarios so bad? Why are they so bad? I don't get it. And do they think it's good? Do they need this or do we need it? You know what I mean? Like, is this like we can't get off if y'all don't pretend to be like step parents? Like, who made the decision? Because someone made the decision. They were like, look at the views on this one where we pretended that we were family, and look at the views on this one where we just said these attractive people are going to have sex. We got to go to the family business. What the fuck is happening?
But they also, the family business takes so long. You're like, I know you're going to end up being her daughter.
Right.
Now, fuck.
Right. What is happening? I'm fast forwarding through that. Yeah. I don't know. Someone must watch it, I guess. Or maybe they want to be actors and writers.
Right.
And they haven't given up on those dreams. And this is where they do their art is the, mom, my homework, I need some help in my room. You're like, what?
And they go, aren't you glad you didn't join the guilds now? Now suck off fake dad.
Porn writing never stopped. Right. Okay, there's no strike there. But yeah, it's like, how many times you getting stuck in a washing machine? Come on. Maybe we need to investigate these washing machines. You know?
Oh my goodness.
Gonna be a class action lawsuit against washing machines.
And you think you'd be in the back of it or something. They always put their heads straight in, like something's
in
the back of the front.
I've literally never used a washing machine that way. I wash clothes all the time, never been like, let me get here. Oh no, my genitals are exposed.
I didn't know this was happening, but apparently everyone knows about it.
It's a fetish. It's a thing. People getting stuck in things.
Do you think now OnlyFans has like some people doing the laundry, like misunderstanding what the trends are? Like,
I signed up for just a washing machine's OnlyFans.
I went to come.com.
Yeah.
And everybody wears a tie. Other than that, it's the same fucking.
Same fucking.
Yeah.
Same fucking. And that's the other thing. All the actors are like the same 10 people and shit. It's all you're the grandfather in the... Wait, which one are you again?
I don't know how to tell this to you, but that's the same in regular movies. It's true. You guys are always talking about Tom Cruise somehow.
Exactly.
How do you think I know his name?
That's my thing, Amanda.
Chris at Pratt point, sounds I'm like he's in a lot of places.
I'm just watching Denzel Washington at this point.
Denzel Washington is in a lot of places.
This is the one where Denzel Washington kills a bunch of people. Oh, this is the one where he's a bad husband. Oh, this is the one where he teaches students. Like, it's Denzel every time. And I think you're right. That's just what porn is. So it's interesting that porn is like without the production or the money. They're like, all right, we need to throw some acting in here. I'm like, no, we just can't watch Denzel. What are you doing? But I love this Q&A. Keep doing a great job, Newsy. Especially if you stumble onto some gold like Danny Hatch and the X on America.
How did we even get on that? That is funny. He gets this look on his face and then he sits back. I swear to God, you got to see this. It's like, goodbye.
Yes. Yeah, he's like, it's happening. Don't move.
Did I do that?
Yeah, it was about Keith's Travel Channel show of Don't Go There or whatever. Mm. Then it turned into Keith used to put X's out on the globe. And then Keith reveals he didn't. But you know who did? Right. Danny did. And it was like, oh, if you're skipping Q&A, you're fucking up. You're fucking up bad. Because it's not just history. We're uncovering like an archaeologist. Newsy's uncovering new history.
How would I
it's
be able to find these science. Countries later if I had X's all over the place? Is it to the left of the other X or the... No, I had to do a little trickery.
You fucking convinced me, dog. You were so good.
Thank you.
I would have never known. The master.
On camera for a lot of it, too.
That's sweet to say.
It's like when he tears up sheets of paper and you hear real sheets of paper rip and you're like, that happened. That was real. Why would I ever... If he just suddenly on Q&A one year was like, oh, I've never ripped up the actual news. That's crazy. How would I keep reading it? And I'm like, what the fuck?
I wonder if it's
you're
the
a magician.
It's the Berenstain Bears. Like, did you guys see the X's? Yeah, I know I did. God damn it.
It's fucking David Copperfield over here. And lastly, last week on Keith and the Girl, great job, Karen. You killed it.
Nice.
That
could have turned into a fight at home, but good.
No, listen, this is the market price of podcasting. Last week on Keith and the Girl. All right. It's premium stuff that you pay a little extra for, but it's always worth it. Because even if you didn't like it, you still got a great experience that you weren't going to have. But most of the time, you're going to love it. And I love being on last week. I actually love when Karen hosts because then I get to just sit back and disrupt.
Would you like to, since you're here... leave a message of like any, do you want any bonuses for your birthday from Karen?
Oh,
something that was overlooked. I think she got you a knife last year. Do you want a cutting board?
No, Karen's just been great. She's such a great partner.
You get
life.
The dustpan this time. You thought I forgot.
Oh, just shit.
Sweeping the dirt in my hand. You thought I forgot.
I do got a nice dustpan. I do got one. Okay. Don't sleep. I think my 45-year-old gene kicked in the day of my birthday because we got back home from the dinner. And I fucking deep cleaned the fucking living room. I don't know why I did that. Holy I don't, shit. To this, I'll never know why I did that shit. I wasn't like, man, I got to get home and deep clean. I just started looking at shit. I'm like, what the fuck is, nah, hold up. Nah, we got
to. I know what it is.
I'm moving the couch.
You said earlier, don't get tricked by Honey Sweetie Baby. I think that night you got tricked. I think
maybe that's what happened.
There's a certain number of Honey Sweetie Babies that she has found.
Yeah.
That makes you deep clean on the night of your birthday.
And I had a great birthday too. It was interesting.
I believe you.
Dinner was great.
He's
like,
that good.
You know how great dinner was? I got a note from the waitress.
What? That's a long note.
Happy birthday. We're so glad you wanted to spend your birthday with us. The two of you have been amazing. You are the two of the kindest guests I've ever served. I hope you have a great rest of your birthday. We hope to see you again, Bethany and the Kindred staff. This is before a tip, so they didn't even know.
What
I don't
do you
go
do?
There enough for them to
what
know.
What the fuck do you do?
I have a theory.
You paid market price.
Your podcast is
Karen's
called The
Black
Guy
Drinks. Karen's ordering drinks that are fucking insanely priced. Now, I think... my theory is I think everyone kind of became an asshole in the pandemic. We weren't going out. And I think like regular people are looking at the staff like, God, this has gotten terrible. But I bet people have gotten like customers have probably gotten bad too. They're like, fuck, man, you should just stay home. It's not a thing to go out anymore. You just fucking like, give me the food, boy. And so maybe I don't know. Cause that's not the first time we got a note, but that's not the first time. Since we've gone out, that we've gotten like a, oh my God, People can be human and look each other in the eyes and say thank you and shit.
Thank you for coming to our restaurant. We can.
Right.
Something happened in the pandemic because people really are being like, they're slighting and they're short and they're angry and they're responding so much in like this, like, wait, nothing happened. Hold on.
Oh,
and, yeah.
And you know what else, Emda? We've all talked about it before. The staff, there's less people to work. So I bet people go out expecting the experience from 3 years ago. Like, my shit should come right away. It's like, you should be at my table every 4 minutes or whatever it used to be. And now it's like every 6 minutes, every 8 minutes they come over. And there's only four people working when there used to be seven. And I bet people have kind of been snippy about all that shit. You know, when we got there and they're just like, oh, do you have a reservation? I was like, no. They're like, well, would you like to, you can sit outside. I said, oh, it's fine. I'll sit outside. And they go, it's going to take us a second to set up the table. I was like, yeah, that's like, that's what the fuck would happen here when anyone wanted to sit in a place you didn't plan on them sitting. Right. There's, and it took them like 2 or 3 minutes and they're like, we're so sorry. They're just like standing. I was like, what are people doing? It's like when you meet someone who's been in an abusive relationship, you're like, what has been done to you?
Yeah. First of all, I like coming right outside of the pandemic, going to a restaurant or going to customer servicey type places, I think was a mistake, although it probably helped those restaurants stay open.
Right.
But a little bit later, we're giving people another chance because we're finding that it really was cobwebs. The food wasn't as great. The service wasn't as great. And it was almost like they needed months to get into the right place there. And I think it's happening now. And the second thing is this affected people. This has affected people. I think if you are a person listening to this and said like, yeah, it affected everybody, but not me. I had the ideal conditions in the ideal way. I'm like, then you're being an asshole because you're not recognizing you've changed. We've changed. Shit's changed. Like if you are the only one that somehow in a pandemic world, literally the world had to come to a stop. If you said that this didn't change anything about you and your life, woohoo, your friends are having a time with you.
There's a loneliness epidemic. The Surgeon General said that shit. Yes. Like it's crazy right now. And we went out to get sushi like maybe a week or two ago. Same thing, like place we hadn't gone to since the pandemic. We sit in. The waitress that used to wait on us is still there.
Mm.
The guy who does the host, he's still there.
Wow.
And they were so happy to see us, but they both come over and each spent like 10 minutes at our table because we came when it was not busy, so they weren't like neglecting other tables. Each one spent, I'd say, 5 to 10 minutes talking about their lives in the last 3 years.
Oh, no.
And it's like downer shit, like bad shit has happened to all. It's like,
were you like, how do I unsubscribe?
Right.
Yeah, I was like, I'd rather see a broke knee right now.
How about no letter at the end of my meal? And
but it was, but you know, it was kind of like a thing where it just made me think everyone's gone through some shit the last 3 years, and not a lot of it's not good. And so maybe be a little kinder to everybody, you know, a little more patient,
including
you'll
yourself.
Get nice letters for your birthday.
That'd be and weird if you have like 10 of those on your fridge. That'd be a little strange.
It would be awesome. Yeah. I'm living in a Truman Show.
Name the show the Black Guy Who Overtips. Thanks for the letters.
I definitely was like, I mean, it's not going to hurt your tip that you wrote me a sweet letter. So I was going to do this tip anyway, but now you're probably going to be like, man, I got to write more letters. And now everyone's getting a letter. I'm sorry, everybody.
By the way, my place doesn't have the new booster yet, but should this week. So we'll see. But anyway, there's that guy, Ryan, and Ryan was in the military. He sent me something military-related, so, you know, that's enough for me to like somebody. But he was saying some dumb fucking COVID shit, and he's like, I had it before, so why would I get the booster? You know, Nadine made a joke. Well, you were hit by a car before. Why look both ways now?
Yeah.
Well, you know how, you know, it's bad. Maybe it's not so bad for you. That's fine. But it's bad for people. And then on the way out, he when we were closing up, he wrote, You know, I got the booster and ended up, I still gave COVID to people. So what's, I'm like, what the fuck news are you listening to? Yeah, you could still give it. A, why the fuck did you give it?
Right.
B, why would you admit that? B, no one said that's how it worked. Right. No one said that.
Right. Oh my God, that is the worst.
Goldberg says that dumb shit.
The people who are anti-vax because of myths are the fucking worst. You know what right. I mean? Not that this guy's anti-vax, but right. the people who like, they bring up like, well, I mean, you can still catch it. I'm like, you can catch the flu with the flu vaccine.
But that's don't go to the wedding, work. Asshole. Yes. Right.
Honestly, it doesn't really work till you catch it. That's kind right. of how the fuck you know. What are you doing?
And I gave it to might, everybody, it so work. Look at Biden. Like, what the fuck?
It might be working. You might have gotten it three times.
Yeah.
Instead of one time. You might have, right. I don't, you know, you're way more compromised without it.
I got into this car insurance and I still got in a wreck. What the fuck?
And it didn't help their car.
Right. My car's still damaged. I mean, sure, they pay for everything, but all right. That's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy being here as always. Next week, I'll hand it off to Karen and she'll. Yeah, she's happy about that. Studio Artist is very excited about the potential of Karen. A little too excited, if you ask me. Honestly, a little. This is a great episode.
You know okay? what? Fuck it. Next host is going to be from our studio audience.
Yes, let's winner. Go.
Find out who that winner is next week on Last Week on Keith and the Girl.
Keith and the Girl.
And it looks like one of the guests next week is Atheria Koob, so that'll be fun to hear her say. So I'm very excited.
Let's go. All right, y'all. That's it. Thanks for listening. Peace.